Good morning and welcome to the Paul Green Comedy Podcast. It is May 11th, 2024. This is episode 164. I am coming to you from San Diego, California this morning. If it sounds like I'm talking a little quiet, that is intentional. I am actually doing a little couch surfing on this trip at my good friend Andrew's place, who I've talked a lot about recently, as he has helped me a ton with my comedy. And so he lives in the San Diego area. And last night I had a gig at Mic Drop Comedy Club in San Diego, California. And it was my first time performing at that club. So that was a really fun opportunity. And the show was in their sort of secondary room. Most comedy clubs will have a main stage room, and then they'll have a smaller sort of secondary room for smaller shows. And so I was invited by a very funny comedian named Mary Upchurch, who actually used to be friends with me, or we used to perform together a long time ago, about 10, 12 years ago, at an improv comedy club that we both were members of. And then way back then, she sort of branched off from doing improv and started doing her own stand-up thing. And her stand-up has gotten just incredibly funny. She has an amazing energy on stage. She's a little goofy, very fun, really great comic. So I ran into her when I was up in Vegas about a month ago. And she asked me if I would come to San Diego to do these shows with her, because the shows were clean comedy, and she also wanted something a little more alternative. And because I play the piano, she thought that would be fun for me to do my piano bit. And also, she knows that I can work clean. So I drove out to San Diego yesterday, met up at my buddy's house, Andrew, where he's staying, and then went and did the show and had a great time. In terms of my set, I was a little surprised because she asked me to be the featuring act and wanted me to do 30 minutes, which I was not prepared for that. I thought I would be doing about 10 or 15 minutes. And I was a little overwhelmed by that. I had not had not been planning on doing that much time. And those of you who follow the podcast know that I have recently pretty much decided to retire my entire old act. Any joke that I've been doing for the last 10 years, I've pretty much just kind of hung up and decided to write a whole brand new act based off of some new pointers and a new format that my buddy Andrew, who's an incredibly seasoned, incredibly funny stand-up comedian, has been helping me to discover. The problem is I've only been doing that for about a month, and I really only have about 10 minutes of newish, newer material. And a lot of it is not really tight or worked out yet. So when she said she wanted me to do 30 minutes, I was a little panicky. And so I got there about an hour early. She got there about 30 minutes early, which is when I found out I was going to be doing 30 minutes of stand-up. And so I actually went for a little walk. I grabbed my notebook, and then I started walking around the parking lot and pacing the parking lot and trying to figure out how I was going to do that much time. Now, I had my keyboard with me, and I had already planned on doing some crowd work and improvising a song, which is sort of my MO. But that really, at maximum, takes about 10 minutes of time. So here I'm in this situation to where I've got 30 minutes to fill. This is a brand new club. They don't know who I am. Mary has invited me and is trusting me to come up and to be able to be funny for 30 minutes and keep the audience entertained. And I don't have an act anymore. I've got 10 minutes or so of kind of newish working. Some of it works better than some of the other parts of it. But I have not dialed it in yet at all, and I'm still trying to figure it out. And I had already rewritten a couple of the bits this week, but I haven't had time to try them out because I've been doing all these other shows. So I haven't had an open mic or a stage to where I could, you know, test my rewrites. So this show pretty much became an opportunity for me to test my new rewrites. And I actually wrote a few more tags that I wanted to try out within some of the basic premises. So that's what I did. So I did do about 13, 14 minutes of this new material, and then I started talking to a couple in the front row, and then I just riffed the rest of my act and improvised a song about the couple. Now, when I was doing my material, you know, I didn't feel super confident in it because, again, it's a lot of it's newer. I mean, all of it's new relative to anything else I've done. It's the newest material that I have. I mean, the oldest bit is a month old. And so I didn't really have like a super strong sense of confidence that I knew what I was doing. I mean, I was still worried that I was going to forget my set list. I sort of wrote a set list, and I actually kept my notebook on stage with me with the page open to my set list. Like, I was that worried that I might get lost, or I might forget what the next bit was, where I was supposed to go, or the things that I wanted to try out, because I do not have this act really fleshed out. So it was a bit of a nerve-wracking experience. Now, this was a situation to where when I got off stage, I was worried that some of the new material really didn't work well, and that maybe I had kind of bombed a couple jokes or whatever. So on the way home, I had recorded the audio. I didn't record a video of it. So on the way home, I listened to the audio recording of my set, and it actually went a lot better than I thought it did when I was in the moment. Because in the moment, of course, I was panicking. I was a little rushed. I was a little frantic. But when I listened to it, I went, actually, the audience is laughing at everything. Not everything was getting huge laughs, but everything was at least getting a couple of laughs at worst. And as always is the case, I heard a couple of maybe new tags I tried or new approaches where I'm going like, oh yeah, that isn't the right fit there. I can probably cut that, or I need to rewrite that. But overall, all of the material I think is on the right track. And as I can continue to refine it, I feel pretty good that, you know, this material might be able to serve me long term, the bits that I'm doing. And I still need to, you know, add on and come up in more material, but I just finally do feel like I'm, you know, I'm on the right track. I listened to the tape. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was when I was on stage. And that is encouraging. So today I got to drive all the way back to Arizona. I don't get to stop for a night in Yuma because I have a show in Phoenix tonight, May 11th. I will be performing with the Crack Ups comedy show. I do not remember the name of the venue off my head. It is on the flyer, and the flyer I'm sharing on my social media at Paul Green Comedy. So because I'm a guest in people's house, and I'm downstairs, and I don't want my voice to resonate, and I don't want to talk too long, I'm going to go ahead and cut this one a little short. Sorry for anybody that disappoints, but I did want to hop on and give a quick update. You know, and just, I think it's always important to record, especially if you're doing stand-up, but there's always got to be a way to measure your performance against yourself. And I think that has been so valuable to me when I've always recorded my sets, and then I take the time to really listen and then just ask myself, cool, how can I improve on this? How can I make it better? How can I tweak it? And I think for any dreams that we are going for in our life, anything that we want to accomplish in our life, it's going to involve that process to some degree. Make an attempt, measure the results, hypothesize how to improve upon the results, and then try out the hypothesis and see how it goes. So I am smack dab in the middle of that process with my entire stand-up act. But overall, I feel like the train is moving in the right direction, which is very encouraging. So keep going for those dreams, everybody. Forgive sort of my subdued, quiet tone. I don't want my voice to carry too much because it's actually, I'm actually recording this at 1 a.m. and I'm a guest in somebody's house. So I'm just trying to be a little courteous and, you know, not talking at my normal volume and potentially having my voice carry and wake some people up. So I am going to cut this one short, but I love all of you so much. I hope your dreams are going well, and I look forward to talking with you tomorrow for another episode of the Paul Green Comedy Podcast, and I will see you then.